Accession number 19129, reel 3.
What about going to Pool Point then? What's the first pool you're going to remember going to?
The school in the station down the bottom. Station A and opposite the club. So going there, we were about 7 or 8. Teddy Grubner, the Yankee. He used to come over. Bob Davison. There's four of us. We were about 17, you know, we were below age, but we used to go and get round the corner of the road.
Was it 18 then, or was it 21?
No, it was 18. The sergeant and Bobby used to come round, 7 or 8. Put their head around the corner. And they used to go and jog us. What's the name of the name? I forget the name of it.
Martin Donnelly.
What was it where I had that photograph taken?
Building the houses. Duncowen.
Huh?
Duncowen. Three Horse Shows. There's one called the Robin Hood, but it was shut, wasn't it?
Robin Hood, that was at the bottom of that street, Albert Street.
Spearman's Arms?
No, why we used to go there. When I got 19, 20 year old, we used to go to the Corrine, Spearman's Arms, Ginger's, Railway Tavern.
What was that story you told us in the club about the bloke who used to steal his coal? Was that? The bloke who owned the Railway Tavern used to have these lads, he used to steal his coal for him, what was that?
Oh, his sons, man.
But they would sneak out over the fence and...
Well, yeah, I used to get over the railings, and the set used to be there. The set, well, you seen the set?
Aye, aye.
Well, at night time, they used to get out, a couple of them used to get over the railings on the top of the truck, and chucking the coal over.
Well, there must have been a lot of theft of coal there, cause there must have been a lot of theft for coal from the pit, because it was always just lying all over the place.
There's truckloads used to go down there. Tons and tons of it. Roundish, not muck. Big roundish like it. Well, they used to chuck them over, put them in bags. Take them into the pub. You never bought any coal, Ginger. You had one, two, three, four. You had five fires in that place. And in the wind, every bloody one was on. And the character, him. Oh, the Duncow man, that was the one. And Job Appleby used to have it, Big Johnny.
You said that I used to go to the local in Finland, or did they?
I mean, filing, man, that was. We were just getting on 18. We were at the same time. I used to go over there. Sometimes you used to go to Hassel.
What, the plough? The plough at Hassel?
No, in the village. No, the plough wasn't built in 1937.
Was it not?
I worked on that.
Was your dad not that keen on your drinking then? Was he?
Keen? Used to be hell on. We packed it in the fish. Then the war came, that was it.
But he was working at the pit right until the war, wasn't he? He got that job.
Oh, I was there.
When did he get that job? What year was that?
Because
he had to commute to Newcastle every day, didn't he?
Yeah.
They wanted to move there and you didn't want to move. They really wanted to move. Or he want, where did he want to move to? He didn't want to move to Newcastle.
He wanted to Lower Fell. Just go on in. Just before he get the gates, he went up and saw a couple of houses up there. But he dropped the biggest plug he ever dropped in his life. If he'd said, we'll buy a house in Durham, and he could have commuted from Durham, which would have been far easier for him, he would have gone. But I wouldn't go. I said, I don't want to go to bloody Lower Fell.
Did nobody want to go?
No. Well, we were all working there, and you know, I was more or less independent. I was making good money. So I'm going to bloody lodgings first.
Were the people in lodgings in Thornley, like?
Hmm?
Were the like workmen in lodgings and that in Thornley? Were the people?
Oh, why, a few. If he'd bought a house in Durham, I'd have been quite content.
So until then, he was still working at the pit, then he was working at the pit when you started work?
Oh, aye. Well, he got that job there. 1939 or 1940, I think. Ministry of Fuel and Power. And when the coal board took over, he got on with them. That was 47. I hadn't gone to Durham. I've just nipped up the station.
Did nobody suggest that?
No, I've never thought about it. I've never thought about it until a few years ago, didn't I? I says if you did that, it would have changed everything. You wouldn't have had the trouble there, he's in the end changing buses.
Because it must have taken about 2 hours to get there.
Yeah. Sometimes he had a car, he used to bring him back. Not very often.
Do you never learn to drive? Do you never get a car?
Who?
Your dad.
Why, he knew how to drive. He could not nail in. Whether he really worked down the pit, I don't know.
What did he do at the pit? Was he right at the front?
No, he was a stone man, I think.
Well, he must have worked with me mother's father. He must have been at the same time.
Well, he was a woman, the name Matt, old Matt. He was a woman.
So he'd have worked during the strike, would he? He's just like been a he safety
been
man.
Working, well, he'd not be good. He'd be getting paid.
They want to get on with each other then?
Hmm?
Them two. Your father and your mother's father, they weren't getting on. They didn't get on together.
No way. One's a Catholic and one wasn't. Father didn't like anybody who wasn't Catholics. And old Mud didn't like any bugger that was a Catholic. And that's the way it was. There's only one good Catholic, and that's a great bugger. The way he was terrible.
When did you move into Theodore Cottage then?
Just after I went into the army.
Wait, so you were still at the school square when you joined the army?
Aye. I went to the army from there. 43.
What was it before? Who lived there before? What was it before?
Well, they're supposed to be aldermen's and deputies' houses then. There's five, I think.
Five houses?
Mm.
There's only two, wasn't there?
I know. You lived in the top 43.
Oh, you mean School Square?
Yeah. And there's Little's. Thompson's. Another bloke. And then Nettie Armstrong lived next door at the police station.
But Theodore Cottage, that was just like two houses, wasn't it?
Originally it was one big house.
Was it, including the chip shop?
Hmm?
With the chip shop, that was all one big house.
I think so, yes.
Would have been huge.
Hmm?
Would have been a massive house, that. Would have been like a mansion.
Well, there's the shop, like the biggest shop. It was the biggest shop. It was a baker's, that, you know.
But the chip shop? It used to be a baker's, huh?
Down below, it used to be the old Headley. He was a baker. It was like a flight of stairs down the back.
Because we used to look in, because when you were little, you could look in, there's like a window, like a little crack in the door, and you could see in where he was peeling the titties. He used to have a big bath, and he used to peel the titties.
It was a fish shop. When it was a baker's, lovely smells used to come out of there.
Was it a baker's when you moved in then?
Hmm?
Was it a baker's when you were living there?
No, I don't think so. No.
It was a doctor's house or something, do you?
Aye. Originally. Oh, aye.
So they only rented that?
Hmm?
Did you know?
He could have bought the lot for us. About 1,100 quid. Just after the war. We would have had to come down then.
Really? Why?
Why, it was... Yeah, it was that old.
How old do you reckon it was?
Strong. I couldn't see it, Tom. It was strong enough, like, he has thick walls and all that, upstairs in the loft. Oh, yeah.
What?
Well, the bloody flues and that used to come over, you know. We never upstairs. We never opened the loft.
I was only 7 when they moved up, man.
Yeah.
I can't even remember much about it.
You could open the loft and walk about, you know. You could have made flats up there.
It shouldn't have been.
And there was dormer windows in the roof. You know, the light used to come in. There's lights. You switch the light on when you end up.
So the owner, the bloke who owned it, did you know?
Bloke called Longstaff. He used to have a grocery shop just down below the post office. And he... Mrs. Kirk, that had the fruit shop next door from the post office, I think was her brother. I'm not sure, but she used to get the rent. That's where mother used to pay the rent down there.
What, are the dwarfies?
Mm-hmm. Because he moved away, Longstaff, grocer, to the grocer's shop.
You think he would have did it up and sold it though, wouldn't you? I mean, eventually... You'd think when your parents moved out, they would have did it up and sold it, because they just knocked it down, didn't they?
Well, I think he tried to sell it a few times.
Because the chip shop shut about the same time, didn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Now, the only thing I can remember about that house is it had three taps. It had water, hot water and rainwater.
Oh,
the sinks.
There was a big tank up in the... a big rainwater tank up in the cellar above the bathroom in the loft.
I remember the back in the room where you had your dinner, you could see out over the wreck.
Oh.
You know, you could like see the fields and that out the back.
Yeah.
And your mother had a black cat. She had a black cat. That's all I remember about that house. It was like a big dark grey building, wasn't it?
Oh, there's like a washhouse outside. Aye. Set putty and things like that. Oh, aye.
It was a good house, that, aye. It was there now. It's pretty
two
good.
Garages.
What, like garages?
Yeah, down below. Well, there used to be stables and that. When he used to have horses and traps, he'd probably have a couple of horses and his traps. Doctor. Oh, aye. A couple of stables.
So they moved in there in 1940?
No. 41. I joined up 41, back end. When I came back, my first Well, I used to come back, I used to get away again, though, from now and again. I used to come back to Skull Square. Then I went down south. That's when he moved over. The first slave I had from down in Sussex, I came back to the big house. He said, he stabbed me bloody rifle in there in the corner in the sitting room, the big sitting room, you know.
So in the 30s, after even after the strike, the pit was on like a stop-go or something, wasn't it?
Oh, what was that? We were on short time.
How did that work? They blow the herder or something?
I used to blow the buzzer. Quarter six, night.
What did that mean?
Pits off the moon. Everybody was going about, pits off the moon! Pits off the moon! Over the bloody mountains, man.
But he wouldn't get paid, though.
Why not? You see, they were on about three or four shifts a week.
Did nobody want to get jobs as engine drivers and you think they'd want to do that as a job?
There's too many for the jobs that was going, you know.
Were you always all right for work then once you got your job? So there was always building going on?
I was 17, I was working on the club in. That's the steel brickwork there I did. It's fancy, it's what you call herringbone bond. There's panels above the front. And the bricks, they go up, you know, that way on. All the way up to a point. And it's in like a wooden panel. I did two or three of them. They're still there. Fancy work. There's no steel saws then yet. Everything had to be cut with a hammer and nick and a chisel.
What was your apprenticeship like then? Did you learn? Did you have a good bloke teaching you how to do everything when you started?
Oh, I worked with some good fellows. Some good bricklayers I worked with.
Do you remember the names?
The first lad I worked with was a bloke called Jack Rain. He lived at Keller. He started building on his own after the war. He's on for his own over for years. It was a little bloke from Orden, Tommy Lowry, and there was another one from East Lincoln, High Heselden, Jock Muir, Scotchman, and there was Wilflow, who was the
They wouldn't have had cement mixers and that in them days, wouldn't they? They wouldn't have had all those.
Oh, I did. We just started getting. We used to do all the concrete for the roads and that. We had big wooden boards down, you know, all hand mixed. All these roads down here, they all done that way, concrete, with the hill.
Were you never tempted to get a job at the pit then above all, and then like a surface job where you could do that kind of stuff? Or did that not pay very well?
I know. I'm bloody covered with layers and no good for money.
What about before the war? Because you used to work part time with the ice cream van or something, didn't you? Was that? You used to work part time with the ice cream van, what was that? How did that start?
Oh, I was only young and then, too. I was only about 12 or 13. Just run about with that.
And who was that? That was a Baldessarus?
Aye. Peter first.
That would be the father of...
Peter was the eldest.
Tommy Baldassare.
No.
His elder brother.
His brother. Peter was the eldest. And then Danny started with a band.
And that was the shop that was on the Hartlepool Street. It was up yes there.
But Danny got his own shop more than Shutton.
On the front street?
Then he moved. He had another one just going into Shutton. Like a big grocer's shop, he lived there.
Did they make their own ice cream?
Old Baldy used to make it down Hartlepool Street.
Because they stopped doing that in the 60s, didn't they? They used to sell other people's after a while.
I used to make his own. I used to have the copper boilers and that. Boiling up. And there was a freezer house.
Where was that?
It was just as you come out the gate, it was on the left. Saab, he had the shop at the top. Saab used to do all the freezing. Used to get these big blocks of ice. You used to have to chop them into lumps.
Did they have to buy them from somewhere?
Durham. Used to go into the ice factory in Durham.
Now would they get it back in a van?
Used to get it in the van, had these, like, iron...
hook things,
Get them off the same way. Get them into the...
So there was no fridges then, as such?
No, there wasn't. Well, just the freezer, I don't know. It was electric, there was an electric motor then, it used to go around. Like a belt on. And used to go round and round in the freezer. And used to chop the ice up into lumps. And just put it round your freezer, like the metal tube inside. And there's a gap about that much. And used to fill that up with ice. And then salt. Ice, salt. You had the lid on there in case you got any in among the ice cream. And just put this wooden thing on the top. And then just came it.
And where would you sell it down at Crimden?
Well, they used to go around the villages, man.
Oh, did they? Like an ice cream van?
Oh, they had four or five.
They
had four or five carts.
Oh, they were carts.
Oh, yeah, and horses and cart. Oh, yeah.
Did they make a decent living then?
Well, they used to do.
So what about Tommy Baldry? He was younger than you, wasn't he?
Hmm?
Did he? Because he must have went to the... Did he have an apprenticeship in there as well, as a joiner?
Well, he went to Corry. He worked to Corry. Then he started his own... used to make things down that shop, down Hartlepool Street.
Yeah. He had that going fairly well, though, the 70s, didn't he, really? And he got sick of it and went back to the council.
I went to council. Tommy. He was taking the pictures. That was a young one.
What did the hippodrome?
His mother was a tanner, that was to get us in. A big bag of bullets. And she maybe gives names or tents, or a shilling maybe, she might give us a shilling. Big bag of bullets. You take a Tom out of the pictures to me. Right? I go straight in there. I used to go straight into Lammy's and get 5 1 pence.
Which was Lammy's, what was that?
My Lammy's shop.
Where's that?
Down the bottom. Next to the pub, man. Next to the station inn.
Oh, on that side.
A bit farther down. used to get five mornings. I used to get Tommy in pretty pictures.
Yeah. Did you check what was on, or did you just go?
Oh, I just used to go. He maybe started twisting, he wanted to go to the pictures. It's Tommy, take Tommy to the pictures.
Was she first generation? She was Italian then, she was probably Italian.
Oh, I.
So his parents were Italian?
Hmm?
His parents were like immigrants from Italy.
Oh, well. Well, he was married twice, old Bull there. He lost his first wife there. And he went back to Italy for a while and he came back with his second wife. Oh, aye. Big family of them. Peter. Danny.
They're related to the Schutz, aren't they, there?
Where's Mary? She's there's only two of them left, I think. There's Mary and Albert at Wheatley Hill. There's only two of them.
Who had the shop at Wheatley Hill? There was that.
Danny used to have that.
When did A die?
Hmm?
Is A dead now?
He went to Shutton.
Who was Vincent then? Because they called the corner after him. Vincent's corner. Who did they call the corner?
He used to have a hardware shop.
But that was Vincent Baldus era?
No, it wasn't Baldus.
Oh, was it not?
No. That shop, the one you're on about, Addisey used to have that, but it's farther up. It's past the Benton shop.
Aye, I know, but it's just on that corner.
That's it. But Vincent's corner shop that he used to. I don't know whether it's called after that one on. I think it's the big one on the corner. He was like hardware and that. Bloody Costello used to send me up there. These bloody sticks you used to use at school.
Sticks for what? He used a different one.
Yeah. Why was he hidden them? And chuck them away.
What do you get the can for talking? Just for
out.
What about the band then? How did you get involved in the band? Where did that start?
Well, I was.
Because you were fairly old before you started.
No, I was 20, 21 nearly. I was working on the shelters. The area shelters there. 1940. No, it wasn't 40. I was going to Midland St. George. Yeah, 41. John Luke was working on them. My John was in the band. I was working with John. I used to get on tour and myself, I always fancied playing a trombone. Anyway, it was about April time, you know, and they were starting these like night classes around the right. If old kid or if you get a class say 30 humans, you used to form this class, you used to get paid off the
council
of the Durham County Council. So John says, well, gosh, you should get paid, those getting land, you know. So she says, I'll say about it. Anyway, she says, I've gone down. I went down so old kid only, but he was assistant in that lake. He says, come down Thursday night and showed us how to go on with it, to clean it, things like that. And he was a couple of scales to pay and away you go. That was it.
You just pick it up yourself after that?
Oh, aye. He used to write bits of tunes out for us, you know. I bought a couple of tuners.
Is that when you brought that Tommy Dorsey theme? When did you get that?
Oh, that was high. Later on, I brought that after the war, I think. Yeah.
So you mustn't have really learnt that much until you come back then?
Hmm?
You mustn't have really learnt that much until you came back.
No.
When was the first time you played in public then? What was that? That must have been before you went off, though.
I used to play, I played out in the band before I went away.
But you're in that photo, that's when that's been.
Yeah. Aye, then. It was 1941, the summer.